The massive boilers are coming from Sitka and, in as little as a year, could be heating several local facilities. Biomass boilers use wood chips or pellets instead of oil or gas. And while there is much to be done before the boilers are actually up and running, one big stride was made last week during the Borough Assembly meeting. The Assembly adopted a resolution allowing Borough Manager Dave Sosa to purchase the used boilers to the tune of $60,000. The deal includes huge silos capable of holding 60 tons to store the chips or pellets and the necessary equipment to get it all cooking. A brand new biomass boiler costs around $400,000. So where does one acquire three used biomass boilers? Probably not Haynes Buy Sell Trade. The borough is purchasing the lightly used boilers from the U.S. Coast Guard. One of them, however, was rebuilt after an explosion.
It wasn't the boilers had a failure, it was the way that they plumbed them together was the problem.
That's Darcy Colbeck, who is on contract with the borough to help facilitate the biomass project.
So during the testing phase, that explosion happened, Unilux came out fixed. And if you read where all the systems worked, the door blew off like it was supposed to blow off. The plugs blew out that were supposed to blow off. They fixed all that stuff and identified the design flaw, which was a Coast Guard design flaw. It wasn't the boiler's design flaw.
Assembly members Diana Lapham and Mike Case were looking for a warranty or some other assurance that these boilers aren't faulty. Colbeck said the boilers have been rebuilt and are in excellent condition. Here's that exchange, starting with Lapham.
One had exploded, and they have rebuilt it. And the other ones are used. What kind of a guarantee do we have? 30 day, 60 day, 90 day?
I actually do not know the answer to that question. I'm assuming that there's no warranty when it gets sold off surplus by the Coast Guard. I've talked to the Unilux who makes the boilers who say when they last saw the boilers, they were in like new condition. They'd done all the repairs.
Case wound up voting against the resolution, but the other five assembly members were in favor of the purchase. Borough Manager Sosa acknowledged that buying these huge burners is risky, but he said for the bargain price of $60,000, it's worth it.
We're taking a risk. It's $60,000. It's money from a grant, but if it doesn't work out, we'll have to pay that money back. I acknowledge that. I feel in this case, the risk is worth taking. We have an opportunity that if it works out, we'll have a great system. If it doesn't work out, we could potentially sell the boilers that do work and recoup most of our loss, so we might take a loss on these.
Colbeck says he's not sure if wood chips or pellets will be used. Both have their benefits and drawbacks. However, since wood chips are something that can be made and harvested locally, that could be a more cost-effective choice. Unilux, the manufacturer of the boilers, will train the locals hired to operate the system. And it's worth noting that the biomass heating system will not completely replace the oil-burning heaters used now. The original grant was for $1.3 million from the Renewable Energy Fund through the Alaska Energy Authority, with the thought that using biomass boilers to heat several buildings around town. But now, the borough is looking at a district-wide alternative. The boilers and everything that goes along with them could be housed in a central, out-of-the-way location, with pipes snaking to various locations, including the school, the pool, and possibly the library and the borough administration building. There is one building in town that is already utilizing a biomass heating system. The Haynes Senior Center has been using pellets to heat the structure for a few years now. Ann Hansen, the former manager of the Senior Center, said that between the boiler and the weatherization improvements, the heat has never been better. But it's not been without its glitches, says Ron Jackson. Jackson is currently on the Borough Assembly and was the treasurer at the Senior Center when the pellet-fueled boiler was first installed. He said that yes, pellets are cheaper than oil, but the system did pose some challenges. With those wrinkles ironed out, Jackson says he thinks the Senior Center boiler project offers a learning experience for this next phase.
It was a perfect pilot test to kind of get our learning up, get the skills for doing the maintenance on it, learning how to fit it into buildings and what to consider as part of the whole package in the building.
In short, proponents say the biomass boilers will offer a cheaper, more climate-conscious heating option in Haynes, but residents will have to wait a while to see just how those benefits affect them. In Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.